Hi, y'all. Welcome to season two of the Mad City Moms podcast. This is your host, Jamie Toe. Each week, I highlight a local business owner, talk about events going around the city, aka Mad City, gossip about pulp culture, which is my favorite part, and always end with a mom life story. Hope y'all enjoy. Hi, y'all. Happy Wednesday. It is Jamie. I am so happy to be here. I'm so excited that today my guest is Heather from Makeup by Heather Michelle.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. You? Welcome. Cheers. Hey, mommy.
Cheers. Cheers.
I'm going to drink and look at each other. I always forget to do that when I'm on the podcast because I'm, like, doing things.
Yeah.
But before we get started, I definitely wanted to acknowledge the Huntsville Police Department and everyone that was affected by last night's tragic events. Definitely thinking of everybody. Mm-hmm. And of course, the horrific news from Nashville with the school shooting. Mm-hmm. Just hugging and loving our close ones tight right now. And just wanted to acknowledge that before we get started.
Yeah.
So, Heather, let's get started. So, tell us just a little bit about yourself, you know, children.
Yeah.
Where are you? What's going on? And then we'll get into, like, all these questions for you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course.
For sure. So, a little bit about me. So, I have a daughter.
Okay.
Her name is Aubrey. She is 19 months old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
A baby.
She's, like, a toddler now. Like, she's becoming, like really, like, her personality is coming out.
So, it's crazy,
it's
right?
It's crazy. So my husband and I moved here from Long Island, New York.
Okay, I was about to say, you just, how you said Aubrey, I was like, there's an accent
yes.
there somewhere.
Yeah, so we've been living here, November will be 3 years.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we've been here for a little bit. It's been great.
Why did you move here?
So we moved here first, well, my mom and stepdad moved first
okay.
for his job.
Okay.
And my mom had just been, like, working on us for a while. My husband was coming out of the military, and my mom was like, he could get a great job here, and you could be by me when you have a baby, and all that good stuff. So
yeah.
We loved it. We looked into it, and here we are. So
that's very similar to our story.
Yeah.
We moved from Denver, had, like, no reason, really. Like, we had family.
Right.
My dad and stepmom live here. And so we just, like, packed up from Colorado and moved here.
Yeah.
So some people don't have, like, I mean, it's just, like, you kind of do it. But
I'm sure
it's so great that your mom is so close with the baby.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's great. I don't know, like, how I could have done it without her up there. So it's been great. So, yeah. So we are here now.
Okay.
And we love it. It's been great. And I was so nervous because I've never left New York my whole life.
And that's definitely different.
So it's different. But I was like, do people get their makeup done the same? Like, is it going to be how, you
know. So you did that there.
I did do it there.
Okay.
And, you know, this business is very word of mouth and reviews, and it takes time to build up your clientele. So I was very nervous coming down here, and it just, like, took off right away. So I think it was just meant to be.
Good.
And it's been great. It's been amazing. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
cheers to you.
Thank you.
Okay. So I do have quite a few questions if we can just get into them.
Sure.
So just back it up from the beginning. How did you get started into skincare? I know you're an esthetician as well.
Yes.
Skincare, makeup, like, how did that all start for you?
So I just loved all things, like, makeup and skincare in high school. Like,
okay.
I'd make my friends come over and, like.
You were, like, that girlfriend.
I'm
like,
that
let
girl.
Me do your,
like,
makeup.
Give me your face, sit down in my room. And, like, when I still have the photos, and it's, like, horrifying.
I wish I had a friend like you. Like,
no.
I wanted someone to do my makeup.
It's horrifying, like, what I did to my friends. But, like, they were really good sports. And my best friend was like, Heather, you really, really need to apply it, Mac. Like, you love it, and, like, you're good. And I was like, there's no way I'm good enough. Like, I didn't think. And she's like, no, you have to do it. You have to do it. So I ended out applying, and I was a freelancer for them. And I would just, like, when they needed help for holidays and things, and I loved it. So I ended out going to New York Institute of Beauty to get my aesthetics license. And my parents made me swear that if they let me do that I'd finish my degree in college.
Okay.
And of course I didn't. I only went for 2 years. I was like, this is a waste of my time.
Yeah, why would I do that when I know what else I want to do?
I already know what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not finish, and I got my aesthetics license, and I worked at MAC for about 4 years.
Oh, wow.
And I absolutely loved it. Like, I feel like everything that I know is, like, from MAC, for sure. And being an esthetician only has helped with my makeup career, for
Absolutely.
Sure. It's like, it just helps so much. And in New York, you have to be licensed to do makeup, whether it's cosmetology
or really?
Aesthetics. So that was my main goal going in, is so that I could do makeup, and I ended up falling in love with the skincare side of it too. And in Alabama, you don't have to be licensed, but I transferred my license anyway, and here we are.
So you could just transfer it.
Yeah.
And it, like, works.
Well, I was nervous about that, and it just transferred so easy, and it was great.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, I've been doing it a while.
For a while. Yeah. Okay, so let's say that you're not good at makeup, which is probably why a lot of people come to you. What should a novice, so someone that really doesn't know about makeup, like, what should they start with? Like, there's so many products. Like, where would you tell, like, a novice to go first?
I would say, like, stick to the basics. Like, there is so much that you see on Instagram and all of these extra things, all these celebrities coming out with all these products. Stick to the basics.
Okay.
Like, for sure.
Okay.
Like, get yourself a good basic set of brushes. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. You don't have to spend all this money. If you have really good skincare and you just have your brushes and your basics, your foundation, your concealer, like, keep it very simple.
Okay.
I'd say that's, like, the best way to start. It's so hard watching influencers and things because they're doing makeup on themselves. That is completely different than my face and your face and this skin tone and this skin type.
Right.
So you do what works for you, and if you have your skincare down, the makeup will go.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
So it's all skincare.
So is the definition of a basic, like, so you said, like, foundation, powder.
A good powder, a good concealer.
Concealer.
You can literally give yourself, like, 2 eyeshadow colors that you love for, like, an everyday basis.
Okay.
Your mascara, you could do your eyeliner, your brows, a good setting spray, your lip, blush,
and
you're
that, good
to
those,
go. Your
bronzer, that's good basic.
And you're good to go.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of dance moms in the area.
Yes.
And what do you suggest for a dance mom putting on, like, all this makeup on, like, their child?
Yes.
Like, how would that go for you?
So
or
for
what
dance,
would you recommend?
You always want to do more than what you think you should be doing, which is a little hard because they are so young. So
yes.
It feels, like, weird. But you always want to do, like, way more than what you think.
So people can see them, like,
so
on the stage.
So they can be seen. They kind of get, like, completely washed out when they're up on stage and everything goes bye-bye. So
I never even thought of that.
Yes, like, you need, like, way more than what you
and
think.
I was a dancer and I
yes.
did have tons of makeup on
yes.
but I never thought of, like,
yes.
that's why.
For sure. So
okay.
I say, like, throw it on. Throw the makeup on.
Okay.
And yes, it might feel weird that your child is wearing all this makeup, but you just throw it on.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
What are your thoughts on contour?
So contouring is everything.
Okay, you love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, for sure. It
okay.
makes such a difference. Like, it really, really does. And now I don't think that you have to go crazy. Like, you see some of these pictures and things of people that have their face completely mapped out and there's lines everywhere.
Yeah.
And that is not realistic for every day, for sure.
Okay.
But definitely a little something.
Do you mind telling me, do you have contour on?
I do.
Okay.
I
Your
do.
Makeup is flawless,
thank
by
you.
The way.
Thank you. But not too much. Like, I
yeah,
have
no,
it very
you
simple.
Look natural.
Well, thank you.
But, yeah.
Like, if I'm doing a bride or something, I'm always going to do, like, a cream contour and a powder on top of that because that just really emphasizes it and really brings it out.
Okay.
But for, like, a normal day, you only have to do one or the other, whatever your preference would be.
Okay.
Like, you don't have to go crazy. Like, definitely your cheekbones. I like to throw a little over the nose just so that your nose doesn't look like it blends in with the rest of your face.
Okay.
Your forehead, a little on the jawline, and you're good to go.
So this is a really dumb question. Do you do contour instead of powder and foundation? Or you
it's,
do all
it's,
three?
It's all going to be together.
All together.
Because they're all going to serve a different purpose.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, your contour is going to give you the color and the shape, and your powder is just going to set your face. It's
okay.
It's going to set the makeup.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does it help with sweating?
No.
Okay.
Contouring won't help with sweating. It's just really going to give you that shape that you need. Sweating is all going to come in knowing what your skin type is and then picking your foundation and your powder accordingly.
Okay.
Like, if I'm somebody that
I'm like
has,
a crazy sweater.
Yeah.
So what should I do?
So you're going to want to make sure that you're going for something a little more matte rather than something that's super dewy. If you go for a foundation that's super dewy, you're going to look like an oil slick
totally.
As the day goes on.
Totally.
So it's so important to know.
When it's
your
like,
skin
what's
type.
Wrong? Your face is sweating, like, all the time.
What
and I'm like,
happening?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, really good skincare. Like, if I know that it's going to be a super, super, super hot day in the middle of the summer in Alabama.
Yes,
like,
ma'am.
Somebody's getting an anti-sweat toner and.
Those are, that's a thing.
It's a thing. It's a thing. Yeah.
An anti-sweat toner.
Yes. And it will really
Where do you pick that
really
up? Ulta?
You can, yeah, there's this one by the brand called Mayron, and it literally, you have to be careful, because it'll really, like, it's a professional product, but
will
really dry the skin if you're not careful.
Okay.
But it really does help. Like, it all comes down to the products that you're using with your skin type, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was gonna, I'm sorry, I, like, threw that sweating question on you.
No, you're fine.
When I just think of that, because I feel like, in Alabama in the summer, I don't even want to wear makeup.
No,
it's, because it just, like,
it's no
goes
joke.
Right off.
And it's funny, because the way that I do makeup here is I had to completely change things than from when I was in New York, because it's just completely, the climate is completely different.
Yes.
So it's definitely different.
Yeah. It sucks. Yeah. Okay. So I think some people may think that if it's expensive, it's better. Like, what are your thoughts on getting, like, product?
Not necessarily true.
Okay.
I feel that drugstore makeup has come a long way.
Okay.
It has seriously come a long way. And there are so many amazing drugstore products out there. Now, obviously, a lot of the time, they are going to be a little bit better, just depending. More so when it comes to skincare.
I was going to say, like, spend the money maybe more on skincare.
On the skincare, for sure. But if you're going to go for expensive skincare, it's always good to go medical grade, too. Because sometimes they're not that much more than what you'd buy in Sephora and things. And the ingredients are just amazing. But, yeah, it doesn't always... I would say with makeup, it's okay. You can go drugstore. Skincare is where you might want to splurge a little bit more.
Okay.
But, like, makeup, you can totally... It's so different now. It's come such a long way.
Right?
Yeah.
What about having, like, eyeshadow from this brand, blush from this brand? Like, when I was growing up, like, everything was, like, Lancome.
Like
I just went one stop shop.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is it okay? Like, will your face be okay if you, like, have all these different types of brands your face?
People are dipping and doing in all different brands and throwing everything together, which I love. Like, I love trying all different things. The only thing that you want to... be careful with, not necessarily on, like, a daily basis, but for, like, events and things like that, you just want to make sure that whatever you're prepping your skin with is going to be the same base as what your foundation is. Or what can happen is if those products don't, like, mesh well together, it can pill up, it can look like it's fading, it can, like, come off in certain areas. But other than that, like, I love trying
different things.
All different things and playing with all different things, and love it. Absolutely love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What happens when you see the celebrities that have, like, white on their face on the red carpet? What happened to them?
So, number one thing, like, you do not want to use SPF if you know you're going to be getting pictures taken.
Okay.
No SPF. Now, obviously, as an esthetician, I'm going to tell you, you wear your SPF every single day.
Right.
But I would never put SPF on somebody that's getting photography taken, because it will flash back. So that is, like, a really, really big thing. And you want to be careful with the powder that you're using, that it's not going to leave a white cast, which some of them can do.
So that's what it's called, like, a white cast.
Yeah. So you definitely just no SPF if you're getting photos.
Okay,
no
good tip. Tips for putting on eyelashes, because I've tried, girl. It's hard.
It is. It takes a lot of practice. I would say number one tip, and I learned this at MAC from the artists that were there, and, like, once I learned this, it just changed everything for me.
I love it. Tell us.
You always, if you're not going to use the quick set glue, if you have, like, the glue that you actually have to squirt out, what I do is I put just a little dot, I pour it out onto my palette or whatever before I do any makeup, and let that sit throughout the whole process until you're ready for lashes. Let it sit and get really tacky.
Okay.
And then put them on, and the lashes will pop right on. There won't be glue all over your eye. Like, that is the biggest tip I can say. And always measure the lash to your eye shape, too. So that you can trim it so that it's not, like, poking you or anything like that. And if you look down into a mirror, that really helps also. But biggest tip that I tell everybody, let that glue sit and let the glue get tacky, and your life will be changed.
Because I think people think the glue is going to dry out, so you have to do it fast.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, let it sit, and you will not have that mess. Whenever I'm putting lashes on people, I tell them not to completely close their eye. So even for you, like, you don't want to completely close your eye when you put it on, because you kind of get, like, the rippling in your lid, and then nothing is sitting right.
Yeah.
So I have them look down, so your eye is still, like, your lid is still sitting nicely over your eyeball.
Yes.
And that really helps, too.
What do you think of eyelash extensions?
I Love them. I just got mine removed just because I had them for a year. And
okay.
I
wanted to give them is a it is it it's time. A lot is a lot of upkeep.
It's a lot of upkeep and it is expensive. But if you go to a good person, Jay from Rhea Artistry, she's
shout out
Huntsville. Yes, she is amazing at her craft, and I loved having them.
Really?
Absolutely.
So you don't wear any eyeshadow. I mean, any mascara.
You don't need mascara.
You just wake up and you're like gorge.
Loved them. She was amazing. I was so nervous. I was so hesitant to do it. And I loved them so much.
Okay.
And I told her I will be back, but it's been a year, so I'm giving them a little bit of a break.
Okay.
But
okay,
they are amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good to know.
Yeah.
What should your clients know before coming in? Like, what should they know? A. B. How should they come to you? Like, fresh face, washed, like...
Definitely... Do your skincare routine before you come in.
Make sure
SPF, that there is no SPF.
Okay.
Because usually if you're coming to me, you're getting photos.
You're most likely going to get your picture taken.
Yes. No SPF. And make sure you have a clean face. Make sure your eyebrows are groomed how you want them to be. Any, you know, if you have any facial hair or anything like that, make sure that is.
Because you're not going to do any of that.
Yeah.
Right.
We're not going to be doing any of that. And if you want to have a spray tan, make sure that, you know, that's all set and good to go. But other than that, as long as your skin is set and prepped, and you have no makeup on, we're good.
How many days should I come to you before a spray tan?
Like after your spray tan?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I would say whenever, really.
Like it could be the next day.
Yeah, I mean, however, like wherever the color is that you want it to be for whatever the event's going to be, that's when you should come see me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you come to people or do they come to you?
I do both, but I do have a studio in Huntsville, so it's obviously I prefer people come to me just because it's easier. You can come to my studio. We have a really cute space. But I do on location as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what else do you want to share about your business that I haven't talked about?
Yeah. So I am located at the Tailored Aesthetic. We are right over by Parkway Place Mall. And I am in the space with Ashley Roberts. Her Instagram is Ashley Does Skin. And we love it. She's a medical esthetician, so we share the space together, and we just gave the space a complete makeover. Cute. It looks beautiful. We're right above Nova Salon. It is gorgeous. Like, we really have put, like, everything into this space. It is absolutely amazing. She's amazing. And she's actually starting training me to do hydrofacials this week.
I love a hydrofacial.
Yes, and she's awesome. She's so great. So I'm going to be diving now into doing the skincare side as well.
Okay.
I've only been doing makeup up until this
Go
point.
Go, girl. Hey, mommy. Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. So.
All right, so you're excited about that.
I'm so excited. So I'm going to be offering skincare now as well, which is great. Great for my brides. Because now I can, like, prep your skin leading up to your wedding day,
right.
You know?
Right.
Which is awesome. So I would say that's, like, the biggest thing I want to share.
And I just thought of, like, two more questions.
Yeah.
If you were going to do a bride's makeup, do you suggest they come and have, like, a pre with you?
For sure.
Like, let's do, like, a whole makeup, like practice test.
Always a trial.
Trial.
Yes. I always recommend a trial. Because you might think that you want something a certain way. And you see it, and you let it sit, and, you know, I'll take pictures of you, I send them to you so that you can, you know, mull it over, send it to your friends, whoever. And you might have thought you didn't want that much, and then you're like, I actually do want to dial it up. So I always say definitely 100% do a trial for sure.
Okay.
This is your big day. You want to feel like 100% there's nothing you would change. So
right.
I always say do a trial.
Have you had somebody just, like, be like, I hate it?
I've never had someone say that they hate it, but I have had people say that they wanted things different. Like, you know, sometimes if people aren't, like, super makeup lovers on a daily basis, they don't really, they have a hard time asking for a certain thing, or they think they might want something that they actually don't want, or vice versa.
Yeah.
So I find the best way to get around that is I ask so many questions.
Okay.
Like, so many questions. So that this way I know, based on their responses, exactly what they're looking for from me.
Okay.
And I always ask to bring photos, too. Bring me some inspiration photos so that I know what you want to see.
Okay.
Know?
So maybe go on Pinterest. Maybe go on the internet.
Pinterest. And I always ask what they hate, too. I'm like, tell me what you absolutely hate about makeup. Just so that I know, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you said you were, so I was thinking, like, where do you see yourself in a few years? Like, what would be, like, a good goal for Heather, Michelle?
I would say I mean, I feel pretty good right now. I would say, you know, just expanding as far as like our space goes.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Just adding and doing even more in our little space where we do all of our facials and things. And I would say to just feel like I'm in a really good place with a very steady clientele with aesthetics as well as makeup. That would be super cool.
Yay. I love that for you. I feel like that's happening. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to move into Mad City now. Okay. And talk about some upcoming events. Do you do like anything in the city as far as like, well, you have a 19-month-old, so yeah. It's very, but you're very, very busy with a baby, but like going anywhere, like fun place that you'd share, like anything done that you've done recently that you liked around the city?
I really love on Sunday, the farmer's markets at the camp.
Yes.
That started back up again.
Yes.
I love taking her to that.
Shout out the camp.
Yes.
Love.
We absolutely love taking her to that. I love it. Going around and like, I'll even like, if I'm going to the food store, I'll like wait to get like certain produce and things. So I know I'm going to go to the farmer's market. So we absolutely love doing that with her.
Love.
Yeah.
Love that camp.
Like, love it.
Okay, great. Well, so tomorrow night, if you've heard of Noella's Flowers,
yes.
They're in Stovehouse and they're doing a night at Noella's. And so Erica, who owns it, she does like lots of events there. But I'm so excited for tomorrow night. It's going to be a movie night and it's just like for girls,
so
for women
cute.
To get together. And it's only $10 and you get like popcorn and goodies and we're going to watch The Proposal. So it's like, I almost feel like it's a Galentine's but later.
Super cute.
And you wear your PJs. So there's that thing like you don't have to like get ready.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be really fun. So I think there are a few more tickets left if y'all want to go. That's tomorrow night at 7. And then I'm so excited. My 1 year, I've talked about this last podcast, but my 1 year anniversary for the podcast is actually this weekend. It's April 1st.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited. And so Tuesday, April 4th is going to be the 1 year anniversary. And I'm going to have Peyton Walker from Tennessee Valley Living. She's going to be my guest. And I just thought it would be great because Tennessee Valley Living has been so supportive of this podcast. Like, I've been on a couple times and I'm going to go on Tuesday to promote it. And then so many of my guests have also been on Tennessee Valley Living and we just love Peyton and the whole show. And so I thought it would be great, like, because I've invited all the old previous guests and anybody else that wants to come. It's a free event. You're invited. Have a girls' night. Come and listen to Peyton and I chit chat. And I'm going to make it fun. I'm going to ask her some fun questions. And so can't wait to see y'all next Tuesday.
So
and Heather's going to do my makeup before TVL. So
will
it last?
Glammed.
Yes, I'm getting glammed.
Yes.
I'm getting a blowout. And I'm getting my makeup by you. And
got
a new outfit. Of course, I got an outfit for TVL and I got an outfit for the night. So
I'm
doing an outfit change.
I love it.
So I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So if y'all can think of anything that you want me to ask Peyton, let me know. I have like tons of ideas, but if you think of anything like off the top of your head, send me a DM. Okay, another thing about Stovehouse, April 7th, so it's next Friday. Yeah, next Friday at Stovehouse, they're doing a Hot Till You Drop at Gaslight Alley, which I love. So if in December, they did like a snow stroll. So it's very similar with Mrs. Claus. So this is similar, but with the Easter Bunny.
So cute.
So you can bring your kids, have like every store is going to have like a little goodie and you're going to hop till you drop to all the shops at Gaslight Alley and Stove House with the Easter Bunny. So y'all, it's from 4 to 7 p.m. and Evan and I will be there.
Adorable.
And then the last thing I want to talk about is South and Pine. Megan is awesome. If you've been to South and Pine, she does tons of workshops. They just did a wonderful blooming one. But I'm going to go to the one on April 17th to make a candle. And I've never made a candle at a workshop, so I'm really excited to try that for the first time. So, very exciting.
Yeah, such a cute store.
Anything else you want to talk about around the city, around the town?
I'm not sure.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah.
No worries. Okay, let's talk about pop culture. Are you following the Gwyneth Paltrow situation?
Yes.
Okay. What do you know about it?
So, I have never been skiing. So yes. I didn't know that there are, like, lots of rules with mm-hmm. skiing. Mm-hmm. It's like driving. Like, I didn't know, like, your insurance, you need to have all of that, like, with you. Like, I didn't know that was, like, a thing with skiing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like there's rules of the road almost with skiing.
Yeah, it's dangerous. So, you're, like, right. flying down hills.
Right. So I just think the whole thing is, it's so ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
I hate to laugh, but
like no one has passed away.
Right, exactly. So, everybody's
like,
okay, but
everyone's
like,
okay, yeah. even though this guy like is claiming he's not okay.
Oh, okay.
But he's yeah. still like he's 70 something, 76 yeah. or something now. Literally I'm watching it like a Netflix show. Like it's on my phone. And I die because my sister and stepdad are attorneys. And I just am like, how crazy is it? You're like, isn't it true that you da 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 da? And they're like, correct. I mean, it's just like all they're doing is like repeating yeah. what they've already said. Right. And then I love it when someone's like, no, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
And then like throws them off.
Yeah.
Or do you think that he's lying? Yes, I think he's lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, and her testimony, did you see any of the tidbits from her testimony?
I saw some of it.
Was like, well, I lost a half a day of skiing. Like, when they were like, did it really, like, what, yeah. what happened to you? She's like, well, I lost a half day of skiing. And so it looked like, it's like yeah. the most, like, rich people problems.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I had saw some people were like, it's just showing how far removed, you know what I mean? Like, she is. That yes. the whole thing is just so,
yeah.
like
basically a super
so silly.
Rich person invented skiing.
Yeah.
Because who wants to really do that? Like, you're cold. You
yeah, I mean, it's
get
not
these,
my journey.
No. No, and I lived in Denver, and I was like, I really don't want to yeah. spend, like, my weekends freezing.
If I'm going to go away, I'll
falling on my ass.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
being possibly injured, obviously.
Yeah. And it's dangerous.
Yeah. Like, those snowboarders just, like, go
it's
through.
It's not for me. It's not for me.
No, I like, at a pre-ski, I like, you know, to go have a cocktail.
Yeah.
Know, a hot toddy after,
yeah.
you know, at for the bar.
For sure.
But, definitely not going skiing anytime soon. I think, yeah, it was definitely invented by a rich person that was running out of activities.
Yeah, if I'm going to be on vacation, I want to be on the beach.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Like, warm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, like, want to do that. But yeah. I'm dying. I don't know when it's going to be over, y'all, because each time I, like, turn it on, there's another expert of a brain, because he's saying, basically, his claim is, if y'all don't know, is that she's saying, it's a he said, she said. She's saying that he hit her in the back and they fell and she fell on top of him. He's saying that she hit him in the back or she ran into him and then now he has all these brain injuries because he got a concussion.
I don't understand how that's confused, like who hit who.
Right.
Like that's what I'm not understanding.
They have like a bioengineer mechanic whatever and they did like a reenactment of like them skiing and he was like it's physically impossible with how they were skiing for her to have hit him and they still and the only thing that they can say is like how much is your fee and the guy's like what does that have to do with anything like I'm an expert biochemistry engineer
right
like $500 an hour so
right.
what
right.
Gwyneth Paltrow, like, they're paying me every, like, they're, right. like, went through, they took his medical records from, like, that's the other thing. If you're gonna sue somebody and you want to go to court, you better be ready for them to go through all of your shit.
For sure.
Like, they're going through all of his emails where he said, like, I'm going to be a celebrity because I, Gwyneth Paltrow. It's like, crazy. They're going through, in 2007, he complained of this. Like, they have doctors saying that he's a hypochondriac because he's gone to the doctor 72 times.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, sorry.
Well, wasn't he asking for, like, $3 million, and then, like, now it's just $300,000? Like, it's...
Yeah, and she yeah. obviously could pay it, but
right.
now it's like, no, that's
it's
you.
The point.
It's
yeah.
the point. Like, yeah. and I'm counter-suing you. She's suing him for a dollar. And then that was the whole shebang, because they're like, it's really not a dollar, because you're suing, you want him to pay your... attorney fees. She's like, yeah, but I'm not getting that money.
Right.
My attorneys are. So
right.
I'm not getting anything.
Right.
Like, this has been a nightmare. It's been
yeah.
going on for 6 years, y'all. This happened in 2016.
That is so crazy. crazy.
And now it's in court, and it's crazy. And she's like, my kids are on spring break. They don't want to come here to testify. So they just did, like, the depositions of her kids. Like, her youngest son was 9 and was like, yeah, my mom came back from lunch and was like, this guy hit her skiing. And
yeah.
Like, what do you want her to say?
Right.
So anyway, I'm obsessed. So we'll see what happens, y'all.
We'll see what happens.
Okay, so I have to just say, Shrinking, if y'all are watching it, it's officially over, and I'm very sad. It was a very good season finale, and I hope they do another one. Apple TV loved it. Also, I was talking about Love Island UK, y'all, and after, like, 65 episodes, because it was on for, like, 8 weeks every day, it is freaking finally over, and I can put it to bed. And the couple that won is not who I wanted to win, so I feel like I watched the whole thing for nothing. They weren't even, like, saying I love you like the other couple but they won. So, UK, you voted wrong, but whatever.
Did you watch Perfect Match?
No.
If you liked Love Island, like, you have to watch Perfect Match.
Okay.
That just ended a little bit ago, too.
Okay.
And it's very juicy, but also kind of, like, the same thing. Like, nobody's together.
I don't even know, like, how, like, there's no reunion. So, I don't even know how, like, these people, like, stay together. They're all, like, 22, 23.
But it's, like, you can't stop.
Oh, you can't.
No,
like,
you
I'm
love
so
it,
invested. But,
yeah.
But I'm so happy it's over. Do you know about Love is Blind?
Yes. I'm up to date on, like, season 4 before they release the new episodes.
Oh, my gosh. Can we talk about Irina?
Yeah. You know what?
As soon as she saw him.
She's a mean girl, though.
She's so mean. Her and
Micah
were so mean. I would start bawling.
Yeah.
And so, if y'all haven't seen it, this was the first season. Tell me if you agree with me, Heather, that they showed more of, like, the girls and the boys,
like,
versus
behind the scenes right.
versus, like, just the love part, which I'm not really into all the behind the scenes. Maybe because this is the first year there were a lot of behind the scenes to maybe film.
Right.
But they're basically two girls, which were randomly lucky enough out of however many people that were participated, got engaged, they were proposed to. And they would come back from their dates and talk shit about all the other girls, like the girls that their guys were dating, and basically saying, you know, like they were better or, you know, like she's whatever. And it was really mean. And you're like, where's the girl power in here?
Yeah. And they were laughing at everybody.
They were laughing.
And, like, it was just so... To me, it felt like... Not that I don't think that some people on the other seasons were on it just for TV, because I do. But this felt very much so like everybody was on this for TV. That's what it felt. And, you know, not Tiffany and Brett.
Yes, not Tiffany and
they
Brett.
They love each other.
I mean, I saw the preview and I saw her crying on the
altar.
And I'm like... That better be tears of joy.
Yeah, and I really like Jackie, too.
Yes.
I like her, too. But I just feel like it's very, like, this is for TV. Like, that's how I felt about this season.
Yeah, because I think after season 4, people know what's going to happen.
Right.
Like, the season 1 was so perfect because no one knew what they were doing.
Right.
And maybe even season 2. Like, it was still so unknown.
Yeah.
But now, I think they're just trying to be on TV.
For sure.
The singing and all that shit... I was like, that is so dumb.
Yeah.
And then Irina, like, seeing him and
she's
then,
like
not
a cartoon
speaking.
Character.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
And then he was, like, talking to her and she, like, put a pillow over her head.
Secondhand embarrassment. I felt embarrassed
So embarrassed.
Yes. Yes.
Like, what
it
are
was,
you, like, you're killing.
No, it was bad. It was really bad. So I think the next batch is coming out on the 31st.
Friday.
So I am, like...
On
waiting.
It. I'm on it.
So waiting.
Yeah.
I say all of this stuff, but I still love it, and I'll still watch every
same
episode.
Same.
Like, still.
What
love
do
it.
You think of Marshall and is that who the
Jackie.
Girl? Okay.
Yes.
So you think? Do you think they're gonna stick together?
I think that Marshall is the cutest thing in the entire universe.
No.
Like when she had that total like meltdown, I feel like he was there like the perfect, in the perfect way. Like, he supported her without, like, pushing too much onto her. Like, I felt like it was just...
Yeah.
Do I think they're going to end up together? Probably not.
Yeah.
But, I hate to say that, but, I mean, realistically, probably not.
Yeah.
But I love them. I really do.
Yeah.
I like them a lot. And she's gorgeous, by the way.
She is. Her hair stunning. Is stunning. Unreal.
Stunning.
Did you watch last season? I just keep laughing at Matt and Colleen because when did you see like the like where they are now?
People are waiting for them to break up.
And she's just like, I hate you. I love you. I mean, I hate how you breathe. I mean we're really gonna get but they don't live together yet.
It's very
hates him.
Yeah, for sure. It's sad. It's crazy to me. It's like such a crazy concept that people do this.
Yes.
That people actually like do this.
Yes.
But there were a couple people from Love is Blind that ended up being on Perfect Match.
Oh.
So yeah, you have to watch
Perfect Match. Okay, wait. I think I know what you're talking about now because Shane
and Bartice.
Okay. And then that one girl that went on a date with.
Yes, Diamond.
Yes.
Was from Love is Blind also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's all very good.
Oh my gosh.
It's all very good.
Oh my gosh. Crazy. Okay, what else are you watching?
What else am I watching right now? I love 1,000 Pound Sisters.
Oh my god, I've never tried it. Is it so good?
I literally am obsessed. It's a guilty pleasure show.
Love.
I'm literally obsessed. And I'm also watching Sex Life right now. Are you watching the new
one? No, but I heard I need to.
Yes. It's good.
Okay.
At first, I was a little unsure about the new season, and now I'm invested.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, Sex Life is very, very good. That's what I'm on. Love is Blind, Sex Life, 1,000 Pound Sisters.
Okay. Love it.
I love reality TV.
I'm obsessed with reality TV.
It is just something that it's a guilty pleasure for me. My husband hates it, wants nothing to do with it.
Same.
Like, that's like my time.
What, do you, Vanderpump? Are you Vanderpumping?
You know, I never did. Oh, I'm also watching Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, God.
Right now.
Yeah.
So I never had watched Vanderpump, but now with all this stuff I keep seeing on social media, like, do I need to watch Vanderpump?
Yes.
Because I keep seeing all this stuff about this couple.
It is on par to a Housewife show. Like,
so I should watch it.
So, like, but the beginning, you can't, it's hard to like understand everything unless you start it from the beginning.
Yeah.
But it's not that hard. I mean, it's basically just like a group of people that work at a restaurant in Beverly Hills or whatever, LA. And they're all best friends and they have all stayed best friends, but then they all like cheat on each other.
That's crazy.
And it's all been documented for like 10 years. And like people have been like broken up with, and then like the next day, like they get married to another person. I mean, the drama doesn't stop.
Crazy.
And the fact that the couple that has been together the longest, well, one just got divorced, and then now with this cheating,
crazy.
with someone else on the cast, like it's like just giving TV, like it's just giving reality TV so hard that you're just like. This is so good.
Yeah.
It's so juicy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to start it now. But Housewives of New Jersey right now, I am like
obsessed. Are you team Teresa or Melissa?
See, I think they're both a problem.
Yeah.
I see like where they're both right and I see where they're both wrong. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like I find myself torn and then like some episodes I'm like, you're really driving me nuts. And then I'm like, no, you're really driving me nuts.
Yes.
Like I can't like, what about you?
Same. Like, I love Trey.
For sure.
But I really like Melissa and Joe.
Yeah.
Like,
And then Melissa and Joe drive me nuts.
Yes.
And then, like, Teresa and Louie drive me nuts.
Totally.
I can't choose.
Her love bubble is annoying.
Yeah.
I love Margaret. Do you like Margaret?
Yes.
Who's your favorite housewife?
I do. Oh, gosh. I don't know if I have. Favorite. I really love Dolores.
Mm.
I really, really love Dolores.
She is awesome.
You know what I love about her? She's so ride or die.
She is.
Like, she is a ride or die.
I mean, even how she's been to Frank.
Yeah. I mean, I love Frank.
I love that.
So I really love Dolores. And she, like, she's, like, been in drama, but, like, not really. Like, she kind of, like, stays out of it. So, like, I would say she's probably, like, top of the list for me, my favorite.
I love that.
I love her.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, moving into mom life.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say I was on the Successful Mamas podcast yesterday, so check that out. It was the first podcast I'd been on, so that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And then, I want to say like a week ago, my husband comes up to me and is like, I signed Evan up for wrestling. My husband was like a major wrestler growing up and all through high school and whatever. And I'm like, no, my baby's 8 and I don't want him to cut weight. I don't want him to, like, you know, but he's like, no, it's not going to be about weight. We're just going to do a practice, blah, blah, blah. And so then I'm like, I don't know. Then he busts out, it's in Tennessee. I'm like, how much were you researching? Like, you're going to have to drive like an hour. Like, we live, like, from where it is, it's like an hour and a half, which is not, like, terrible. I mean, you know, you drove an hour here, sorry. But it's like, how many days of the week? Like, how, like, are we going to do this? So it's on Sundays from, like, 4:30 to 6. And so they did it last Sunday. Evan loved it. But Eric sent me video, and I just was, like, physically got almost ill seeing, like, another boy, like, take my son and, like, roll him over on the mat.
I can imagine.
And I was just like, I don't think I can watch anything in person without, like, losing my shit.
Without, like, running out there.
And being like, leave my son alone! Yeah, like, I would be, like, the worst mom.
Yeah.
Being like, don't. Even at soccer, I get, like, super pissed.
Yeah.
That I've got to calm myself down.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just maybe just going to have to, like, when he gets to, like, a match. But right now, he's promised it's just practice.
It's just for fun.
And so, meanwhile, our garage now is a wrestling practice.
It's become a thing.
It's become a thing. So, Evan has homework that he has to do for wrestling. And so, there's a mat in there, and now they're doing their homework. And so, I'm like, Godspeed, you guys. I don't know.
This is your thing.
Yeah, I'm not about it. I'm going to be watching Love is Blind.
Yes.
So, what's going on in mom life with you?
Oh, my goodness. Aubrey, I cannot believe that I'm thinking about her second birthday party.
When is it?
Like, so, her birthday is August 23rd. Okay. So, it'll be sometime
Do you know
August.
The theme?
I'm going to do tea for two.
Love.
Yes. So I think it'll be super cute, and I'll do, like, a bunch of, like, pearl necklaces, and they can paint teapots. And,
oh, like a cutie tea party.
And, yeah, and, like, all kinds of, like, finger foods and, like, very, like, hats, you know, like, very, very cute tea party vibes is what I'm thinking.
Love.
She is, like, I feel like the past couple days it's, like, the first time that we're starting to, like, converse almost.
Okay.
Like, back and forth. Like, yes. She's trying to, like... Like, we're having, like, a little bit of a conversation. Like, it's just, it's
weird. Isn't that the best when you're like, they understand what I'm saying?
It's very weird. Like, I made her a sandwich for lunch today, and she didn't want to eat the other half. So I was like, okay, mommy's going to eat it. Our dog's name is Allie, and she calls her I. So I'm like, okay, mommy's going to eat it. And she goes, mama, stop, I. She wanted to give it to Allie. She wanted the dog to have it. I couldn't have it, so the dog could have it. I'm like, Aubrey. You want to give it to the dog, but mom can't have it. She's like, mama, stop, I. And she calls her, and she'll wait for her at the bottom of the stairs and go, I. Like,
does your dog totally come?
She doesn't really, like, she's not great with her.
Okay.
Like, she's still, like, she's going to be 12. She's a shih tzu. She's getting a little, like, crotchety. So, sure. Like, she kind of, like, avoids her, but Aubrey loves her.
Oh, I love that.
But it's just funny. Like, she's starting to, like, want things and, like, understand things, so it's just, like, weird.
Oh, it's
weird.
She's such a great time.
It's so crazy, like, how big she's. She's in swim lessons now, and she just lays there. She doesn't even, like, kick. She just lays there like an otter. Like, yeah, she's just so cute. She really is.
Oh, she's that's adorable. Awesome. Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for
thank
coming.
You for having
Y'all
me.
Follow Heather Michelle. Yeah. Makeup by Heather Michelle. What's
yes.
your handle?
Yes, it's MUA Heather Michelle.
You mostly hang out on Instagram?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, mostly Instagram. I'm still learning TikTok. Like, I
started TikTok, but I only really watch it for things.
Yes. There's just too much. Like,
yeah, I try to do, like, a fun
it's a lot for me.
Video and, like, to do the, like, have you made one before?
I have, but they're not like what some of the other TikToks are like. Like, mine are very simple.
Well, when I see people that have, like, 15 words and they're, like, popping up on the screen,
mine
I'm
are
like,
very simple.
I'm like, do you know how long that took? Because I, like, tried to put, like, 3 phrases and made them try to go at, like, 3-second intervals, and that took me, like, 30
mine
minutes.
Mine are, like, very simple.
Yeah, no, mine, same. And they're about my dogs.
Yeah.
So it's, like, nothing. But the one video I tried to be, like, cute and, like, make, like, words, I was like, this is taking forever.
It's a lot.
Forever. Okay, so you're on Instagram.
Yeah.
Book an appointment, and then of course I will be posting my made-up face on Tuesday, next Tuesday, and just book with Heather. And thank you so much, y'all, for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you. And y'all have a great week. Love y'all. Bye.